This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Jurassic, recorded by user Genjix. The material recorded is current as of the 19th of August 2010. Jurassic, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. The Jurassic is a geological period and a system that extends from about 199.6 plus or minus 0.6 million years ago to 145.5 plus or minus 4 million years ago. That is, from the end of the Triassic to the beginning of the Cretaceous period. The Jurassic constitutes the middle period of the Mesozoic era, also known as the Age of Reptiles. The start of the period is marked by the major Triassic-Jurassic extinction event. However, the end of the Jurassic period did not witness any major extinction event. The start and end of the period are defined by carefully selected locations. The uncertainty in dating arises from trying to date these horizons. The chronostratigraphic term Jurassic is directly linked to the Swiss Jura Mountains, Alexander von Humboldt, 1769 until 1859, recognized the mainly limestone-dominated mountain range of the Swiss Jura Mountains as a separate formation that was not at the time included in the established stratigraphic system defined by Abraham Gottlob Werner, 1979 until 1817, and named it Jura Kulk in 1795. The name Jura is derived from the Celtic root jur, which was Latinized as Juria, meaning forest, i.e. Jura is forest mountains. Contents. Section 1. Divisions. Section 2. Paleogeography and tectonics. Section 3. Fauna. Section 4, Flora. Section 5, Notes. Section 6, References. Section 7, External Links. The article has been provided with an information box containing material of interest to the reader. The information box has the following information. At the beginning is an image. The image is a map and it shows the land formation during the Jurassic period. Below the image, the following information is provided. Mean atmospheric oxygen content over period duration, circa 26%, 130% of the modern level. Mean atmospheric carbon dioxide content over period duration, circa 1,950 parts per million, that's 7 times the pre-industrial level. Mean surface temperature over period duration, circa 16.5 degrees Celsius, 3 degrees Celsius above the modern level. A list of key events in the Jurassic is listed in the info box with links to respective articles. The Tiffian, the Cameridian, the Oxfordian, Calluvian, Barfonian, Bajotian, Aelinian, Tuartian, Pliensbachian, Snetsmurian, Hettangian, before going down into the Triassic period. That concludes the information from the info box. Section 1. Divisions. The Jurassic period of time is usually broken into early, middle, and late Jurassic subdivisions, also known as Lias, Dogger, and Malm in Europe. The corresponding terms for the rocks are Lower, Middle, and Upper Jurassic. The separation of the term Jurassic into three sections goes back to Leopold von Buch. Section 2. Paleogeography and Tectonics. During the early Jurassic period, the supercontinent Pangaea broke up into the northern supercontinent Laurasia and the southern supercontinent Gondwana. The Gulf of Mexico opened in the new rift between the North America and what is now Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The Jurassic North Atlantic Ocean was relatively narrow, while the South Atlantic did not open until the following Cretaceous period, when Gondwana itself rifted apart. The Tethys Sea closed and the Neo-Tethys Basin appeared. Climates were warm, with no evidence of glaciation. As in the Triassic, there is apparently no land near either pole, and no extensive ice caps existed. The Jurassic geological record is good in Western Europe, where extensive marine sequences indicate a time when much of the continent was submerged under shallow tropical seas. Famous locales include the Jurassic Coast's World Heritage Site and the renowned late Jurassic Lagerstätten of Holzmaden and Solhofen. In contrast, the North American Jurassic record is the poorest of the Mesozoic, with few outcrops on the surface. Though the epic continental Sundance Sea left marine deposits in parts of the northern plains of United States and Canada during the late Jurassic, most exposed sediments from this period are continental, such as the alluvial deposits of the Morrison Formation. The Jurassic was a time of calcite sea geochemistry, in which low magnesium calcite was a primary inorganic marine precipitate of calcium carbonate. Carbonate hard grounds were thus very common, along with calcitic ooids, calcitic cements, and invertebrate faunas with dominantly calcitic skeletons. The first of several batholiths were emplaced in the northern Cordillera beginning in the mid-Jurassic, marking a never-done orogeny. Important Jurassic exposures are also found in Russia, India, South America, Japan, Australasia, and the United Kingdom. Early Jurassic strata are distributed in a similar fashion to late Triassic beds, with more common outcrops in the south and less common fossil beds, which are predominated by tracks to the north. As the Jurassic proceeded, larger and more iconic groups of dinosaurs, like the sauropods and ornithopods, proliferated in Africa. Middle Jurassic strata are neither well represented nor well studied in Africa. Late Jurassic strata are also poorly represented, apart from the spectacular Tendaguru fauna in Tanzania. The late Jurassic life of Tendaguru is very similar to that found in Western North America's Morrison Formation. Section 3. Section 3.1. Aquatic and Marine. During the Jurassic period, the primary vertebrates living in the seas were fish and marine reptiles. The latter included the ichthyosaurs, who are at their peak of their diversity, plesiosaurs, pliosaurs, and marine crocodiles of the family Telesauridae and Metrihynchoid. In the invertebrate world, several new groups appeared, including the rudists, a reforming variety of bivalves, and the belemnites. The Jurassic also had diverse encrusting and boring sclerobion communities, and it saw a significant rise in the bioerosion of carbonate shells and hard grounds. Especially common is the ichnogenous trace fossil of gastroenterites. During the Jurassic period, about 4 or 5 of the 12 class of planktonic organisms that exist in the fossil record either experienced a massive evolutionary radiation or appeared for the first time. Section 3.2. Terrestrial. On land, large archosaurian reptiles remained dominant. The Jurassic was a golden age for the large herbivorous dinosaurs known as the sauropods. Camarasaurus, Apatosaurus, Diplodocus, Brachiosaurus, and many others that roamed the land late in the period. Their mainstays were either the prairies or ferns, palm-like cycads, or benitetiales, or the higher coniferous growth, according to their adaptations. They were preyed upon by large theropods, as for example, Ceratosaurus Megalosaurus, Torvosaurus, and Allosaurus. All these belong to the lizard-hipped or saurischian branch of the dinosaurs. During the late Jurassic, the first birds like Archaeopteryx evolved from small Silurian dinosaurs. Ornithischian dinosaurs were less prominent than the saurischian dinosaurs, although some like Stegosaurus and small ornithopods played important roles as small and medium to large, but not sauropod-sized, herbivores. In the air, pterosaurs were common. They ruled the skies, filling many ecological roles now taken by birds. Within the undergrowth were various types of early mammals, as well as a trilodont mammal-like reptiles, lizard-like cenodonts, and early lissamphibians. The rest of the lissamphibia evolved in this period, introducing the first salamanders and caecilians. Section 4, Flora. The arid and continental conditions characteristic of the Triassic steadily eased during the Jurassic period, especially at higher altitudes. The warm, humid climate allowed lush jungles to cover much of the landscape. Gymnosperms were relatively diverse during the Jurassic period. The conifers in particular dominated the flora, as during the Triassic, they were the most diverse group and constituted the majority of large trees. Extant conifer families that flourished during the Jurassic included the Aral Caryaceae, Cephalotaxaceae, Pinaceae, Podcarpataceae, Taxaxiae, and Toxodiaceae. The extinct Mesozoic conifer family, Chierolepidaceae, dominated the low-latitude vegetation, as did the shrubby Benetitales. Cycads were also common, as were ginkgos and Dicksoniaceous tree ferns in the forest. Smaller ferns were probably the dominant undergrowth. Chaetoniaceae tree ferns. Section 5. Notes. The article is accompanied by detailed footnotes. Section 6. References. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or by cross-referencing the information yourself. Section 7. External links. In addition to the above, several external links have been listed for finding additional information online. We now come to the end of the spoken article for Jurassic. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org.